It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans will vote this fall on whether to start taxing vaping products and to raise existing taxes on cigarettes. The legislature passed the referendum this spring, and Governor Polis signed it into law Wednesday.
It's time that Colorado no longer be the top state for teen vaping. It's time that we help make sure that less kids get hooked on nicotine, a habit that is hard to kick and often stays with them for life.
If voters approved the new taxes, they would take effect over the next 7 years. Colorado voters rejected a tobacco tax increase 4 years ago. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it's issued 90,000 more annual fishing licenses this year compared to this time last year. Elon Stribling with the group Brown Folks Fishing says he's noticed an uptake of people getting into the sport.
I just think as more people move to Colorado, the more water is going to be crowded. I definitely see an influx of people from out of state and in state who were wanting to get out and fish more or hike or do things like that.
The fishing licenses are valid through March of 2021. A damaged monument in Colorado is straining the relationship between the Trump administration and Turkey. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
The Armenian Genocide Memorial at the state capitol was spray-painted during protests against racism and police violence. Earlier this week, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany used it as an example of misdirected protests.
There seems to be a lack of understanding and historical knowledge when the Armenian Genocide Memorial, remembering victims of all crimes against humanity, including slavery, is vandalized.
Turkey does not recognize the killing and displacement of 1.5 million Armenians in the early 20th century as genocide. And presidential administrations, both Republican and Democratic, have avoided any use of the term in order not to cause a diplomatic incident. The New York Times reports the Turkish embassy said they believe McEnany had a, quote, unfortunate slip of the tongue, but also said these expressions cannot be accepted. On Tuesday, Colorado signed a law requiring high school students here learn about the Armenian genocide, along with the Holocaust. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Another event is canceled because of coronavirus. Crested Butte's Wildflower Festival was supposed to start tomorrow. Organizers will host some virtual events and give refunds to people who bought tickets for tours and classes. Crested Butte has a sunny day and highs in the 70s this afternoon, 90s around Denver today. This is CPR News.